Well, it has to be both. You know, we need to produce where we can produce, where the climate is such, the soils are good, the capacity to grow and certainly maintain livestock. We've got to have active farm where active farm needs to be. And so in New York, what that means is several hundred acres, maybe a few thousand here and there, but they're a patchwork of farmers that generally, by the way, have to work together and need the capacity to collaborate in order to meet supply needs, in order to open up markets, in order to produce and transport. That's a little bit different than the Midwest or even the West. But those are different challenges. And so America needs both of those to function effectively, to produce enough for ourselves, but also, of course, to be a leader in the world. What I will say is in upstate New York in particular, you know, we combat high cost of doing business, New York State's high taxes, high insurance, high energy cost, outward pressure, city population pushing and putting pressure on active farmland for development. And so you have that burden on farmers. You also then have the need to work around some interesting weather and climate conditions. And so the challenges are somewhat unique. However, the need is the same. How do we make the farm bill, how do we make agriculture policy support farmers, big and small? How do we ensure we're moving the needle to make it easier, get the regulations out of the way, make sure the left hand in the federal government knows what the right hand's doing? Sometimes, by the way, in the federal government, the left hand doesn't even know there is a right hand, and that affects farming. And then how, projecting forward, do we ensure that we're removing the barriers to ensure that America's farmers can produce and compete? And no one can produce and compete better than America's farmers.